Okay, we started off the last segment, Josh, and you're a fantastic geopolitical historian. I want you to recount the linkage between Mr. Comey, the super tall FBI director who's a narcissistic reality TV star, Hillary Clinton, which, by the way, he did her taxes as his her tax attorney,
right?
And Loretta Lynch, who was actually the attorney general, who was supposedly his boss, who met with Bill Clinton on the tarmac, not talking about, I'm sure, grandkids or his golf score, but talking about the fact that Hillary Clinton was under the microscope. And then we have Comey assuming the attorney general's power by determining intent in an open hearing where this guy is squinty-eyed looking at people like, I'm really sincere, and she really didn't show any intent. I'm thinking, how the hell would you know that, Comey? And then, to be honest with you, you mentioned on the break here, the investigation shouldn't be of Russia ties to Trump. It should be of who the hell is this guy Comey and what kind of corruption is going on with him and how he managed to skate through the Obama appointees and why Obama would appoint him, of course, which is tied to Clinton. And then how come, you know, the biggest mistake that Trump made is he didn't fire him on the first day after inauguration. But, you know, the Democrats would never be happy. There would always be a reason why he shouldn't have done it, even though they were screaming blue murder that they should fire him because it was, by the way, Comey's fault that she didn't get elected, when in fact nobody's disputed the content of these emails. And the fact that what she did, including Uma Abedin and all these other people, were, quote, literally protected, that should also be prosecuted and go to jail, including Uma Abedin and many other people that were surrounding Hillary Clinton. And the one who protecting them was this maniac, this idiot, this corrupt monster, this tall giraffe of an idiot, Mr. Comey. And so when they want to complain that the new incoming attorney general assistant actually stated in his analysis that, hey, you better get rid of this guy from not only all the stuff he's doing on both sides, because he just wants to maintain kind of the center of attention. He just wants to kind of float, hey, I'm the new G. Edward Hoover. I'm the new guy on the block, and I'm going to maintain a high profile in the public media. This guy is mentally ill.
Yeah, look, there's no question about it, and he should have been replaced a long, long time ago. It is interesting how the Democrats, you know, they wanted him fired back then, and now that he's fired, they don't want him fired because, you know, he's called President Trump crazy recently. He was also quoted as asking, obviously, for more money for the investigation. But as I was saying before the break, if we really, truly want to go down the rabbit hole where the information, where the evidence is going to go and lead us, then let's open up this Russian investigation the right way. Let's go look into Rosatom, the uranium enrichment company in Russia that the Clinton Foundation and the Clintons sold 20% of our uranium rights to. Let's get into Chuck Schumer's close ties with the Kremlin. Let's get into Nancy Pelosi and her husband's close ties with banks in Russia. Let's get into Bill Clinton's speeches for hundreds of millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars that were given in Russia to different businesses. If we're going to open up this investigation properly, let's go down the right avenues. Let's not talk about some boogeyman that came in and tried to hack an election. And as I've said many times before, you cannot hack something that has been given up voluntarily through gross negligence. That's not called a hack, okay? So whoever wants to think that somehow the Russians were involved or got into hacking of the election, it's just not true.
Well,
she was
anomalies.
A national
three,
security risk, let's face it.
There's three anomalies about this hacking. First off, I'm a techie, okay, and I know techie friends. And the fact is, if you're the Russians and you're top hackers, you're not going to leave fingerprints. In fact, one came out in the WikiLeaks release about what's called Vault 7 is that the CIA and our intel agencies know how to leave fingerprints of other foreign governments, including state operators, as Julian Assange says, a state operator like Russia, indicating it was a Russian hack when there's no evidence of that. In fact, Seth Rich was the individual who released the information. He died of three bullet wounds to the back after his candidate, which is Bernie Sanders, an independent that ran in the Democratic Party, the deep sixed with the so-called delegates that they did and everything they did, even held the so-called debates. And I talked to my son about this because he's a Bernie supporter. They held the debates on football nights to make certain that, and they marginalized that they had like three meetings all together, and two of the people, we can hardly remember who they were besides Bernie and Hillary. So they wanted to marginalize them.
Martin O'Malley, Jim Webb, and Lincoln Chafee were the others.
Right. Now, here's the situation. I personally said that if it was a fight between Bernie Sanders and Trump, it would have been a better, more fair fight. I can't tell if Trump would have won or even if Bernie had campaigned, even though he doesn't have the financial business smarts to know how to actually pay for all the stuff he's trying to promise, free education to kids and free health care for everybody. But Bernie would have given Trump a hell of a better fight than Hillary Clinton. She was, without a sense, the most vile, arrogant, and self-important candidate that ever probably ran for presidency, whether male or female. The problem is she was a damn bad candidate. And she didn't even think it was necessary to campaign either her or her body doubles, because she did use them at times, in those other Rust Belt states, because the Democrats take the attitude of the Electoral College is just an anomaly, and if we could get rid of it, we just have to campaign in Los Angeles, New York, and other big population centers, and to hell with the rest of the country.
Exactly.
That's really bizarre, isn't it? So
it is bizarre.
Yeah.
It
so tell us about this legal firm. What was the name of the firm that?
I was trying to figure that out. I can't remember the name of the firm, but I know that Loretta Lynch and Hillary Clinton and James Comey were all part of this Washington D.C. firm, and Peter Comey, James's brother, is actually the one that did the tax returns for quite a few years for the Clinton Foundation. His name is Peter Comey. It was not James Comey, so I'm just correcting the record on that.
They
go way, way back. I mean, when Loretta Lynch had her issue with HSBC and the million, billion-dollar settlement that they did for, the crime and corruption that actually went on at HSBC, once she left, Comey took her spot as the district attorney in New York. He also has worked under Ashcroft in Republican administrations and things like that. He hasn't been around a long, long time, and a lot of people have said that he is the, J. Edgar Hoover of our time, because he does have a lot of dirt on a lot of different people, and maybe a lot of people thought that he was untouchable. But with Trump, you never know what you're going to get from one minute to the next. And he's not afraid of anybody, obviously, because he just fired him, 3 years into a 10-year term. So I think it's great. I think that the timing would have been much better on January 20th. I also would have asked for the resignation of Paul D. Ryan, Speaker of the House. And I never, absolutely never in a million years would have hired Rince Priebus as my chief of staff. I think that those three mistakes, if you were to add up what has Trump done wrong since he has been president, I would say it's those three things in particular. Rince Priebus, Speaker Ryan, and I would say not firing Comey. Those are the three mistakes.
Okay, I'm going to change the timing just a little bit.
Sure.
I think that Rince Priebus needed to be fired about now. And the reason why not right away is he had to – it's almost like when you go and do business with somebody and you want to acquire some of their customers. He had to acquire enough momentum from the Republican Party he could split off and be truly a populist independent, because it really is no longer the Republican Party.
Right.
And I think if he fired Rince Priebus, he can even deal with a new chief over at the Republican Party that can be in name only called Republican, but in fact it's a populist party. Because it's neither Democrat or Republican. You can see from the solutions that Trump comes up with. For example, he's now feuding with H.R. McMaster, this moron that wants to put 150,000 troops on the ground right after they bombed the Ariat air base in Syria, which was a big mistake because he didn't have any proof. In fact, when it comes down to proof, which I don't know if it's going to have an independent commission test the ground and the people samples of the dead, they're going to find there's no signs of Sarah nerve gas, and Trump is going to be left with egg on his face. The only thing is, the news cycles are so slow, and people's memory only lasts about 2 weeks, that they it won't be a big problem. It'll just say, hey, he disconnected and took Rachel Maddow's thesis that somehow he's in the back pocket of Putin. Putin right now himself is actually pretty clever. He's probably not only wondering what he's dealing with in Trump, on the one hand, because he's intelligent, but he's also realizing that he's going to have to negotiate, which means he's going to have to build down his nuclear forces. He's going to have to stop trying to put a whole lot of weapon systems in Kaliningrad, because most people don't realize Kaliningrad is south of the of the Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. It's kind of jammed between there and Germany. People don't realize that Kaliningrad is like a chunk of Russia that's completely separated, but it's connected to the Black Sea, and they're putting up their missile systems in there as a kind of a forward move, because during the years of Obama, there was nothing to check the expansion of Russia. And, you know, Russia's got a dead economy, so the only way they can maintain power is to try to saber-rattle and build up their advanced military and technology, which they've been doing with gay abandon, violating all the treaties that we've signed with them. And now that Trump is there, Mr. Dealmaker, the Russians are going to have to pull their horns in, aren't they?
Well, I think in some ways you might be right. You know, it's interesting, during the campaign, we thought going forward that the biggest adversary was going to be China, and the closest, maybe we could, you know, warm up the relations, was going to be Russia. And it's actually been just the opposite, where we're actually now, you know, much more in tune with China, and now more of a Cold War coming back on with Russia.
Do you know the reason why that is, though? I'll tell you the reason why. I'm of Hebrew background, but my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, right, is from Shenzhen. And these people were bankers in Shenzhen, opposite on Kowloon Bay from Hong Kong. And all of his family were shot in the back of the head by the communists when they came through there. And his mother swam across Kowloon Bay and had my sister's husband. And of course, they have, I think, three sons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens, people have to understand that the Chinese are referred to, and this is quote ties back to the Silk Trail, and we talk about this with Harley Schlanger. The Silk Trail, the Chinese are considered what's called the Jews of the Far East. They're smart at business. They're smart at building things. They're very, you want to call, industrious. Now, they've tried to driven out their creativity with totalitarian regimes going right back to the ancient emperors, which is why chopsticks arose, because they didn't want the regular population to have knives. So the reason why the Chinese have chopsticks is the emperor 2,000 years ago said, you and the population can't have knives anymore. So they have to eat with chopsticks. But the Chinese are really, really industrious, real smart. Their average IQ is above the average of the planet, okay? And the Silk Trail, my great-great-grandfather owned it, Abasha, between Damascus, Syria, and China. And him and my great-grandmother walked to China twice a year. The Silk Trail was the reason why you never had an invasion of China in the West, because they couldn't do business. And right. If the Chinese can do business with you, Ma came over here, and this guy is a genius, okay? He said, if I'm going to make 12 to 15 million jobs in China, I need to make 1.5 to 2 million jobs in America. Whoa. Trump got it right away. His eyes opened up, Trump's eyes. He realized, I got a businessman here who knows that in order for China to grow, we're umbilically connected. And the Russians don't get it, though. They got a bunch of generals, I'm sure, in the back there pounding a desk. We need to reassert the Soviet empire.
Right.
And Trump is trying to hold him back because he doesn't drink vodka and he's not a maniac. So he's trying to, he wants to make alliances where there's large populations of Russians, like in the Crimea, where 95% of the population are Russian, or Eastern Ukraine, where they're all Russians. I mean, people don't understand, this is a chunk of Russia. In fact, Kiev was the old capital of Mother Russia a couple hundred years ago. Russia's capital wasn't Moscow or St. Petersburg, it was Kiev.
Right.
They don't understand this. Do they not understand any history? Kiev was a capital of Russia for a very long time, and Ukrainians were like a part of their population.
Vladimir Putin has said that the worst geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century, was the fall of communism. He has actually said those exact words. He's an old guard Soviet Union communist, basically, KGB agent, and he wants to bring the old band back together. He wants the Baltic countries. He wants the Eastern Bloc nations, if you will, to be back under the Soviet, sickle.
Right.
And it's not going to happen because Ukraine is obviously independent. Many of these other countries that are around Ukraine, Georgia and whatnot, are independent as well.
They got a revised version of communism. The best way to describe it is they want a form of communism that's like the Sicilian mafia running everything. And Putin takes a cut of every business operation and every deal that's going on. So if there's a deal going on where the Clintons get a chunk of this nuclear reactor deal that's going on in Oregon, believe it or not, Putin got a chunk of that. That's why the man is worth $40 billion, not because he's a business genius, but because he's a mafia don. People need to get this about the man, okay?
Yeah.
And if you try to kill him, he or his buddies will kill you, because he doesn't take it lightly, trying to poison him with polonium or shoot him in the stairwell or do other things or take his jet down with a missile. And he's a tough guy. And to be honest with you, I admire that because I don't think you should let somebody try to kill you or your family. But you have to understand who Putin is. Putin is, we call, a serial dictator.
but nobody's tougher than a New Yorker. I'm sorry.
I know that.
I think Putin probably realizes that.
Putin is the toughest man probably in the last millennium. We're talking about. Trump is. Trump is basically putting it to Putin, and here's the deals he's going to do with Putin. He's going to say, we'll help to modernize your country and bring it into the Western nations, the BRICS nations, which are Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, if you demilitarize your nuclear forces and take your weapons and missiles out of Kaliningrad. Because every square inch now of Europe is covered by the advanced Russian missile systems. And if they don't understand that the Russians are literally making moves trying to tell their population they're going to be at war with the West, it's because they want to reassert the 19th century version of Soviet Russia, a pre-Soviet Russia. And it turns out that Mr. Putin is an illegitimate blood heir of the Romanovs, of the Tsars and Tsarinas of Russia. Did you know that? He's actually a blood descendant of the Tsars and Tsarinas. So basically, the royalty of Russia is back in Mr. Putin. And this guy is a genius. He's a master at Brazilian jiu-jitsu. and he's a master chess player. And he's also a dictator. And we have to understand, if we show respect to the Russians, but show them that they have to show respect to us, which we didn't have during Obama's years. This guy is Obama was a street prostitute who had no intentions at all of actually making a deal where the other side had to do anything. The same way as why they gave the nuclear missiles to Iran, and then Iran writes on the side of the missiles in Ivrit Hebrew how they want to destroy Israel, and they have marches in their square in Tehran, death to America. You can't make a deal with nations that act like that, and you certainly have to have sanctions, and you have to have a plan to remove these damn mullahs from power, even though the CIA put them there in the first place. You know,
it's amazing. Yeah, and by the way, the name of that place was Hogan and Hartson was the name of the law firm. But getting back to Russia, look, what they're doing right now in the new cold war, and I mean cold as in temperature, and what they're doing on the Arctic Circle and how they are building up the military in the Arctic Circle, we've got to look at that and take some pause, because they've got all these different jets that are out there, nuclear jets. They've got F-35s. They've got all these different new equipment that they've had underneath the ice that we're finding out through satellite imaging and things like that. There's a huge, huge amount of military buildup in the Arctic Circle. And you got to ask yourself, what is the main reason for that? And the fact of how close it is, let's face it, how close it is to Alaska.
Well, let me tell you what's going to put a stop to Russia. And by the way, if you're a Russian and you're listening to this, you better shake in your boots after you hear what I'm going to tell you. I've had experts on my show, and I have advanced classified access to information, that we're heading into a 230-year cycle of what's called a Maunder cycle. And the last Maunder cycle, there was 3 to 4 feet of ice in the Thames River in London, England. That cycle started in 2014, and now it's 2017. It's going to hit us really hard by 2019. When that happens, you're going to get a 5 to 7 degree drop in temperature in the Northern Hemisphere, and most of Russia, most of Canada, most of Britain is going to be inundated with snow, and their winter is going to be most of their year. So the Russians are going to be buried, almost like that movie, you know, the Game of Thrones, where the winter comes and lasts for 18 years or something. Guess what? It's going to last 80 years. 80 years. Not funny. So the Russians, guess what? You're going to be stopped by Mother Nature.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is...
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital.
Welcome back. So here's some important facts. There's five nations that can alter the world climate. The most advanced is America by a large margin. The next is Russia, that can actually wipe out crops or open up an ozone hole. And they can steer weather systems. About 7-8 years ago, they saw a cyclone heading toward Sao Paulo, Brazil, which is a very big city. I think it's like 24 million people. It's a big city. And they could see it from their own satellite system, so they called up the president of Brazil and said, hey, we can move that weather system so this giant cyclone, which is a very large, we call Category 1, won't destroy your city. And so the Russians flew the Aeroflot jets in, and they actually just steered the storm away. Now, we had various forces pushing when we had the Katrina storms heading toward the Gulf of Mexico and Louisiana years ago, and there were forces that were pushing it toward the actual Lake Pontchartrain and New Orleans, and there were also forces pushing it away, and I had contacts with them literally while the storm was moving toward its actual destination. I was communicating with these classified forces in a real-time basis, believe it or not. So you got to understand that the Russians are scrambling. Their economy is in shambles. It's the most expensive place on Earth. The economy is so bad that they're not even reproducing. Do you know the population of Russia is 141 million? Next year it'll be 140, because a million Russians are so involved with the drug culture, young, and so inebriated with alcohol, the old. The average male in Russia only lives to be 56.
Wow.
So they're not populating.
So there's another country that, 50, 60, 100 years from now could be taken over by Islam. Especially
you don't need to wait 50, 60 like years. What percentage of the military, in almost every branch of the military, especially in the army, what percentages of the Russian army are Muslim? What percentage?
Probably 20%, 15%? I don't know.
No, it's over 50% now.
Wow.
Over 50, okay? And these are from surrounding republics, including Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, all these Tajik republics, and they look religiously toward the head republic, which is where all the mullahs are, which is Iran. People don't realize the sleeping giant of Medo-Persia. The largest amount of oil rediscovered on the earth were two places, Venezuela, which is pretty poor quality, high sulfur oil, the highest quality oil on the planet discovered, which is over 7 trillion barrels, was discovered near Tikrit in northern Iraq. And that oil is exactly in the territory of ancient Media. Now, remember the Medo-Persian Empire, if you actually take most of eastern Turkey all the way to Isfahan, which is the ancient capital in eastern Iran of the Medians, that territory would make it the largest country in Asia other than Russia. And it's sitting on the largest supply of the highest quality oil on the planet. Better quality, the only other place that has reasonable quality is Saudi Arabia, and they only have around 800 billion barrels compared to 7 trillion plus barrels of oil and gas sitting in Tajikistan, in northern Iraq, near Kirkuk, it's called. Okay,
yeah,
so now what I'm trying to say here is you're going to see the rise of a Medo-Persian Empire. That's going to come back. In fact, if there is a caliphate, and if there is kind of a dialogue between Sunni and Shiite Islam, you're going to see most of eastern Turkey absorbed into Media, and you're going to see the rise of the Medo-Persian Empire again with Russia. Now, Russia, as a country, is in the crosshairs of an ice age, and so is most of northern China. Only the little southern, we call Dragon Cities, are out of the territory. All of China is covered with a giant dust storm now from the Gobi Desert. You can't fly anywhere, drive anywhere in China and see the sky. It's all covered by dust now, today. That's what's going on. And their crops are failing, and they have to get food from elsewhere.
Well, I definitely think that Turkey is...
You are tuned...
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you. Some facts on the ground about the state of Israel. The son, Kushner, has some very strong links with the Soros Foundation. They've loaned $250 million for one project, and I think there's another project that goes back longer that's over $1 billion. But here's the fact. The fact the state of Israel has controlled a lot of our intel agencies, and our encryption has back doors to a lot of our intelligence information, which they, by the way, with the agreement of our own intel agencies like the NSA and CIA, backdoor this information to AQ Khan of Afghanistan to make sure the nuclear technology not only go to him, but also go to North Korea. Most people won't realize we've done this on purpose. In fact, it was 2 years before the end of the last term of George Bush, we actually shut down the library access to internet, classified access to nuclear technology to AQ Khan, who was then passing it on directly to North Korea. So people don't realize we've actually created a proliferation mechanism to proliferate the spread of nuclear technology and missile technology. We've done it on purpose. This wasn't by chance. Secondly, the state of Israel, it's my idea that they need to have what's called a province, not a two-state solution. And there has to be, like you say, a declaration that's agreed on by the Palestinians and the Jews themselves, not by interference by the United Nations or America, that these right. All these things you mentioned need to be done, like, you know, no more training little boys at their third birthday to wear a bomblet that they're going to be a human bomb someday. No more hatred of Jews or vice versa. The Jews are not hatred toward the Muslims. They're fearful. They know how crazy these people are. And it's interesting that the Palestinian population, 87%, if you actually look at their genetics, of both their mitochondrial DNA and their genetics, 87% of the Palestinians are blood ancient Hebrews that were not put to the death because they converted to Islam 1,000 years ago. People don't know that. Most of the Palestinians are ancient Hebrews, in fact, genetically. And they, and their hatred of Jews is kind of bizarre. It's almost like hating your distant cousin. It's like, are you crazy?
Right.
Because, right. In fact, they're actually blood ancient Hebrews, which literally thousands of years ago interbred with the Hebrews because they're a different tribe. And, in fact, these people need to get a life. They also need to understand that their religion is not really a religion at all. It's a geopolitical control, mind control system. And it continues even in the culture of Mr. Abbas, that the parts of the party are supporting and paying for people that are actually trading as you know, human bombs, or supporting a culture of these craziness things happening. Now, the Palestinians are pretty smart business people, too. So if they were given as a province and there were Israeli controls, I see a day when young men who are maybe still a more moderated form of Muslims would literally stand on Mount Masada, get their wings as Israeli pilots, and now we have to move toward an idea that there's going to be secular provinces within, or religious provinces within the state of Israel that'll be truly, quote, Jewish. And there's also going to be most, the vast majority of the population in Israel that are not Jewish are Arab Christians. People don't realize that. They're Arab Christians. And the Muslims, this is a no-go situation because the average Muslims that are in the occupied territories have 3 wives, 14 kids versus the Jews having 1.1 children. So if you just let this thing play out, even within the territory that we call Israel, not including even the occupied territories in Palestine, in 2 generations, the Jews won't even be in control of their own country, their own state, even if
it's a
small one. So we need to have what we call Jewish provinces within that are totally Jewish, and we need to have provinces. So in other words, the overall state needs to be what we call a secular state with a Muslim province, maybe the occupied territory, some cities or towns, and they're all part of what I call the greater state of Israel, which eventually, to me, will be like the Abrahamic covenant that brought it all the way from the river Euphrates to the Nile River. That can only happen when they really come to peace, and not only peace with each other, but peace with God. That what we have now is we have what we call real lies going on, or these so-called religions, and in fact, if they say they honor the same God, they don't. They actually honor hatred, which only comes from Satan. And Islam right now, we could have the opportunity in America to make a more moderate form of Islam. And there's a lot of Muslims in this country that are better off than having their own car and home and want to have business. We need to make it so that if you want to stay in this country, including even if you're here 1 or 2 generations, you need to sign a declaration that you will never support Sharia law, genital mutilation, or honor killing of your daughters because they wear too tight slacks. We need to realize that in America, it has to be the U.S. Constitution and America first, just like Donald Trump says, and the same thing needs to go in Israel. If you want to have a Palestinian province, I call it, not a Palestinian state, you need to have Israeli oversight to make sure that they never try to blow themselves up on a bus and kill Israelis, or
try to create
support, for example, Iran supporting missiles with Ivrit on the side of it that says we're going to shoot down Israel, because Israel has a Samson option. The third nuclear power on Earth is not Japan, it's not Germany, and it's not Britain, it's Israel. And if any nation on Earth, and I'm trying to tell you this, people out there listening, if any nation on Earth thinks you're going to extinguish the state of Israel, you and your nation will die. I'm talking about Russia,
Dr.
China,
Bill.
And if people need to grasp this, that Israel's not going away. It's not.
Dr. Bill, they need to abandon their corruption and their culture of death.
Right.
These are people that, you know, when you think back to the Reagan administration and the Reykjavik Accords and between Mikhail Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan, one of the main reasons that the Cold War ended is because of mass mutual destruction. I destroy you, you destroy me, nobody wins, nobody lives, right? Well, how do you fight an enemy that's entire focus over thousands upon thousands of years by, you know, the Quran being as, you know, devilish and as evil of a book as it is? How do you fight people that want to die when you actually want to live? It's like Golda Meir once famously said, there can never be peace in the Middle East until they love their children as much as they hate us.
Well, I'll tell you what you'll find, and this is a kind of a strange fact, but you'll never see these high-level Masonic Muslim leaders offering to become human bombs. They have these, we call these very facile, young, stupid males who become human bombs, and some females, that'll make them human bombs because they basically think, well, if we can convince these young people, because we have a whole factory making tons of children, we'll just throw them aside into the heap because we have to maintain this. Because remember, Islam is primarily a satanic religion. If you actually read it...
It's a political movement masquerading as a religion. It's a political ideology.
Well, that's why we have Waleed Shubat, who used to be a Palestinian terrorist.
I know Waleed.
Who married an American, Waleed, and his son Theodore. But we have other experts like Bill Warner of Political Islam.
Phenomenal guy.
Professor. And Bill is on the program regularly. He's one of our regular hosts here, co-hosts. And you have to actually look at it. You know, the dialogue that Islam says, and if you actually look at the gods and the name of Allah, etc., and we talked about this the other day with Jonathan Gray just on Wednesday, what happens is that there's four what's called perfect women. One is Mary, and there's three daughters that Allah had. The Stone of Abraham, which is at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, where it's the old church of St. Catherine's on the Temple Mount, basically not on the Temple Mount itself, because where the Jews had their sacrifices below the Eastern Gate at the Springs of Gihon, but where they put the Church of St. Catherine's is the old fortress of Antonius. And what they have is they have the Stone of Abraham, which is up there in the temple where the fortress of Antonius is. And around it in Arabic they wrote that Allah had no son. In other words, they literally say blasphemous things that Yeshua Jesus was boiling in excrement and he's in hell, etc., etc., etc. The fact is, even if you don't accept Jesus as a prophet of Christianity and you're a Jew, you don't say these kind of things unless you're trying to set up Allah. Now, you have to understand in Islam, and this is not a peripheral fact, in Islam they preach that Yeshua Jesus will come back and he'll be a Muslim and a lesser prophet than Muhammad, and that when he returns, he'll convert everybody that calls himself a Christian to Islam, or his job is to behead them. Did you know that?
Yeah, absolutely. Smite their necks, or what is it? Smite them and cut off their heads. And
right, and then this is the Jesus that people think is going to come back. Yeah. And some Christians think he's going to come back to rapture them. Well, the rapture the Muslims are talking about is a rapture where if you don't convert to Islam, he's going to behead you and cast your dead carcass into the hellfire. So you have to understand Islam is completely incompatible with mixing as this crazy Pope.
Exactly,
is.
And that's where the left has the issue, because they think that through political correctness and appeasement that they can somehow allow these people into our country and that they'll just adopt American principles and values.
They've been
taught for thousands of years, kill the infidel wherever you may find them, smite their necks and chop off their heads. I mean, this is part of what the teaching of the Quran is. And so God forbid we ever had Sharia law, and that's why we need to make sure and put a stop to that. And I feel really bad for what's happened in France, because the French need to be saved from themselves. They had a golden opportunity
to
vote
for
nationalism.
I figured out what happened there.
And they didn't.
There's three
corruption,
reasons why. Well, you're exactly right, but corruption is number one. The real reason is, number one, they're fearful their economy would crash if they voted for Le Pen, because she's going to get out of the euro. The second reason is they bought into the idea that they're protected by being this large conglomerate of 27 nations, when in fact it was set up to be a bureaucracy where nobody would ever have elected authority or delegated authority from the people. The third reason is just straight corruption. They don't have alternative media there. It's actually illegal. So if you had an alternative media like we have here in America, because it's interesting that the French, the Germans, their audience that listens over there listens to our shows.
Right.
Because we have freedom of speech.
I get
speech
a lot of people from France that listen to my show, too.
And they listen because they want to hear the straight-up facts, because we in America have it. And by the way, as I've said on the show, we're not only have... How many Americans do you think are armed to the teeth?
Or what was that?
How many Americans are armed to the teeth, have more than one gun?
Oh, 85% probably. I mean, there's 89 million... 700,000 gun owners in the United States of America.
Well, the actual total number I've heard is a little closer to 94 million that have at least some guns.
Maybe it's gone up since the last year or two, but how many have more than one gun? I would say at least 35-40% of that 90 million.
Right. Now, here's the facts. How many veterans do we have? We have, I think it's 23 or 26 million vets. And these are vets that are right up to their 70s or 80s, but a lot of them, if they're 70s or 80s, are pretty spry. So we're talking about somebody who can train young people, say 18 to 26 or to 35, and could have, within 6 to 10 weeks, could have them trained out to be a fairly significant military force. Now, I've said on this show, because I have contacts, I used to take care of Delta Force and Special Op, of the six technologies that I could easily spread out to tell people how to make things a lot more dangerous than guns, two of them came from my special op Delta Force guys. Okay? Like, for example, an air gun using air compressor with siped ball bearings. They travel 10 to 20 times faster than a bullet and they're armor piercing. Or directed energy weapons. So you got to understand, Americans are extremely innovative. There's no way that this or any other government on Earth could take on. In fact, if every army on Earth tried to take on the American public, they're going to die. That's why when the Emperor of Japan said, you know, we won't have an American behind every tree or bush, behind every blade of grass. Mm-hmm. That's the fact. Now, by the way, Canadians are the same, although they're not so forward on it. That's why they had to pull back and nullify their gun registration law there. And I had, of course, GOA, Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt on yesterday.
Yeah. Right
talking about this, because you do not want a gun registry where they can come to your home like in Venezuela and seize all the guns. And now they are saying they're going to offer 400,000 to 500,000 guns to their supporters of the communist terrorist regime in Venezuela. Not to other people, only to their people that support them. Mm-hmm. So we have a situation where Venezuela is a perfect example of what happens to your country when you disarm it.
Absolutely. I mean, look what's going on right now. And when you've nationalized every single aspect of the country, you've taken over the banks, you've taken over the oil, you've taken over everything, you've nationalized everything. The people have been squeezed. There's no jobs. There's no money. These people are starving. They're, you know, diving into a dumpster for a peach pit. They're eating their pets. They're killing animals and rats on the streets. There's civil unrest and discourse. It's crazy. There's no opposition parties. They're arresting or murdering people that are trying to stop the government. This is what socialism does. This is what a, God forbid, Bernie Sanders type America could have looked like in 8 to 12 years. Or
oh yeah,
that's what the young have to understand.
Right, Bernie Sanders is what I call a communist. In fact, I remember him having somebody
He's
come to one of his
one.
Meetings. Yeah, he admitted it. He asked somebody to come with a red flag with his hammer and sickle. He said it was a compliment to him. Now, you have to understand, communism not only never works, how many people in the 20th century died due to communism?
Oh, gosh.
Half a billion.
I mean,
Half a billion. Half a billion people
If not more
died.
Than that. I mean, what you get 600 million alone from the Chinese, from Mao Zedong alone. So, you know, you figure the Bolsheviks, the Russians, the Stalinists, the Leninists, I mean, Pol Pot, I mean, gosh, the list goes on and on and on. The Germans, Hitler, Mussolini.
Well,
I mean, when does it end? I mean,
you know, Germany was actually, in a sense, tempted into the war. We had the Ford Corporation set up the Volga River plant to make tanks. The first tanks were made by Mr. Ford, with the U.S. government and the CIA actually assisting them to make tanks at Volga. And when the Germans got intel information, which we made sure got leaked through to the Germans, that the Russians are getting ready on their Eastern Front, they freaked out and realized that there was a rise of the Germans' economy because of their economic minister. So the new
That's
standard
true.
Was...
How Henry Ford financed the Nazis. Absolutely, absolutely correct.
Well, it financed the Russians, actually the Russian tanks. Now, they mm-hmm. also funded the Nazis, too. That's why George Bush Sr., got charged, and he had fined, I think, $1.5 million back in the 40s for supporting banks that funded, Hitler. But remember, this is all manufactured. It was manufactured to destroy not only the Germans and kill a lot of people, but also to destroy the rise of Russia. Because Russia, you see, was, at the turn of the century before the fall of the Tsars, was a Eastern Orthodox Christian country that was very friendly to the business people that were Jewish. Do you know that one quarter of the population of Russia have Jewish blood? Do you know a quarter mm-hmm. of the population have Jewish blood
yeah.
in Russia?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Absolutely.
You know that
it
there's
is a
more
lot.
people in Russia that have Jewish blood than any other nation on Earth. Isn't
including
that
us. Including the United States.
Including the United States. There's more
and
people.
Israel combined.
Right. And that's why you see a tremendous number of the people that migrated back to Israel.
Well, I'm Russian,
like,
too. I mean, I'm Ashkenazi, so...
Right,
yeah,
right. See, you have to
true.
Realize that actually a lot of the people that migrated back to Israel and have got dual citizenship are dual Russian-Israeli citizens.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that that many Russians are actually part Jewish, you know,
right.
have Israeli blood and Jewish
Yeah, a lot
blood.
Of people don't know that, do they? No, no.
No, they really don't.
Yeah. And by the way, that's probably part of the reason why they're such good scientists and so on, because there's more Jews have Nobel Prizes and top investigators and researchers in every field of science and art than any other group on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, we're up.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Is broadcast
You've
on Revolution
probably heard
Radio
about all the great benefits of goat milk
slips.
But did you know some companies take
at 100% listener supported radio? Please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Thank you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Constellation Day. Yes, the big adios is just a few hours away. It's last call to do your shopping at the last mall.
And welcome back. A couple things. Firstly, I see the smiling face of Senator Cassidy. He talks about the Cassidy-Collins bill. I think on break we talked about the fact that this health bill that the House passed is basically the best you can get. And if you don't get rid of all these tax things and the other issues, and I've written and put together a video that goes beyond this, but it could be an add-on. You need to get this bill passed to control costs or even basic health care and surgery and so on. It's going to blow up. And already Aetna has pulled out just yesterday out of two more markets, which means they're gone.
Right.
And others are going to be gone. So what basically is happening is it's already killing people. You know, I hear people whining they're going to lose Obamacare. Obamacare's already gone. It's almost like whining over somebody who's dead a week and they're already in the ground. It's like, are you kidding me?
Exactly. Yeah. You're still
the body is gone. You can't. Exactly. They're not going to be resurrected because you cry over their grave. It's done. Now, the problem is that the Kennedy-Collins bill they're talking about, if they fiddle with this and send it back to the House, it's not going to pass, which means we're going to be stuck with health care blowing up in their face.
Exactly. You're absolutely correct, and that will affect us in 2018. Now, what I want to do right now, Dr. Bill, is I'm going to run down what it abolishes, the House bill. I want people to understand that this House bill that has passed is excellent. This is what this thing does. Number one, it abolishes the employee mandate tax. That should save about $270 billion. It abolishes the medicine cabinet tax, which 20 million Americans with health savings accounts and 30 million Americans with flexible spending accounts or actually save about $6 billion. It abolishes Obamacare's chronic care tax. This one is just comical. They're running around saying that Republicans don't want to cover pre-existing conditions, that they don't care about everyone. They want to run grandma off the cliff. Meanwhile, they're the ones that put in a chronic care tax. Let's repeat that. A chronic care tax. Oh, you're chronically ill and you're sick? Well, guess what? We're going to charge you an extra tax for that. So you want to talk about being hypocritical. It's amazing. It also abolishes Obamacare's health savings account withdrawal tax. It abolishes Obama's 10% excise tax on small businesses, including tanning services, which saves about $600 million. It abolishes Obama's 3.8% surtax on investment income. This would save about $172 billion. It abolishes the medical device tax. That'll save another $20 billion. And it abolishes the extra taxes on prescription medication. This is the bill that needs to pass in its entirety.
That's why everybody should be joining AMAC and becoming an activist. Join AMAC.us. AMAC, yes. The Association of Mature American Citizens, which is a serious alternative to the AARP.
1-800-262-2006 and contact them.
What's that number again? 800?
888-262-2006. 888-262-2006 with a conservative alternative to groups out there like AARP. If you call them up, tell them you heard Josh Bernstein and the Dr. Bill Deagle Show. We'll even give you a free membership. That's right, folks. Totally free. No strings attached. Free membership. Just mention my name, Josh Bernstein, when you call. 888-262-2006 or find us on the web at amac.us.
Thanks a lot, Josh. Amazing information.
Hey, real quick.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, freedomslips.com. Thank you.